Here is how influential our tongue is. Just as the bit controls the mouth, which controls the head, which leads the body of the horse, and the rudder, the ship also, so the tongue is very influential in determining the destination of the individual. Douglas Moo says, when the believer exercises careful control of the tongue, it can be presumed that he is also able to direct his whole life in its proper divinely charted course. Even when our spirits are wild or the outside forces against us are fierce, keeping one's tongue is going to be crucial in keeping one's life together. Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. To illustrate how discipline of the tongue disciplines the whole body, James refers to bits, bridles, and horses. So let me ask you a question. Would you rather sit on a horse that did not have a bit, bridle, and reins, or would you rather sit on a horse that did? We would all rather sit on a horse that had a bit laying on top of its tongue because we know that a horse would be controllable, even if it was a wild horse. The horse, naturally wild, spirited, and uncontrollable, can have his whole body and temper restrained by the use of a small instrument. The other illustration that James employs is the rudder of a large ship. But James adds another dynamic to this one. Even in the midst of strong winds and outside influences, the small rudder, controlled by the pilot, still guides the ship. What we must be careful not to do is only consider the size of the tongue and dismiss it as insignificant. That little tongue packs a potent punch. Listen to more text of the destructive nature of that itty-bitty tongue. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 3 says, "He who opens wide his lips comes to ruin." Proverbs 18:21, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue." Psalm 34:13, "Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit." When the tongue is unrestrained, even though it's tiny, it indicates that the rest of the body, a person's mind and heart and soul, is undisciplined as well. You have, no doubt, upon occasion of the visit to your family physician, been asked to stick out your tongue. Apparently, there's a lot that your doctor can tell about you just by looking at your tongue. So imagine if we had to submit to a thorough examination of our tongues as we walk through the doors on Sunday. Check out everything we had said in the past week. And your pastor says, "Open wide, now stick out your tongue." And then he says, "Oh, I can see you've been busy this week." Keeping our tongues is possible when we walk with Jesus day by day. When you pray today, please remember our Creative Access missionaries in China. Also, remember the Ukrainian LifeWord broadcast in Canada, the United States, and Ukraine.